You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, the founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business marketing automation, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers. In this episode, I want to discuss something that I've always struggled with, and I didn't realize that I'm still struggling with it until more recently, a decision I had to make in my business. And it's not because I'm a rule breaker or, you know, incapable of following someone else's lead, but it's because I don't easily, blindly follow anything or anyone. Call it the engineer in me that always asks why, or maybe the innocent child that's never left, you know, like, why are we doing that? You know, I'm not in an abrasive way, just in an inquisitive way to really understand. Right. But those who do just blindly follow, you know, another influencer or whatnot, put themselves in more danger than they realize. And I'm going to help you to stop doing that. Okay. But before we jump in, if you're new to the podcast, make sure you listen to this episode in its entirety. Once you complete, please leave a 5-star rating and review. It is important that you do that. For those of you who are listeners to the podcast, if you have not left a 5-star rating and review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to your podcast, please do so. As Claire has done, it's always so great when I see a review from somebody that I've had the pleasure of meeting in person. And I met Claire in Tampa, I believe, Claire. And she left a 5-star rating and review that says, "Great nuggets of wisdom. I met Chris when he was the director of education for Active Campaign. I spoke to him personally and asked his advice, and his advice saved me a day a week in my business and an income generating activity I'd done manually successfully for the first 6 months of my business. Saving that time was life changing. I've now been filling his podcast and I'm learning a lot more. Thank you, Chris, for your very sound advice. Also, your podcasts have been improving a lot in the past year." Listen, Claire, thank you. Thank you so much. And honestly, when someone says you have been improving, what better compliment is that? Can you imagine if that was just what you did daily? I just improve a little bit every day. I'm just over here improving. And furthermore, what I wanted to highlight is Claire said it saved me a day a week in my business. Have you ever thought of that? Excuse me. Have you ever thought of that quantitatively? When you're thinking of automation and you're putting everything that I'm teaching you in these podcasts into practice, what it could save you and what the value of that is. What if listening to this, sharing it, you know, getting everybody in your business or who touches your business in the same mindset? What if that saves you one day a week, 2 days a week? What if every month you could take a week off? What if every quarter you could take a month off? What if every 6 months you could take 2 months off? Every year you could take a quarter off? You know, it can truly compound like that. We're starting with, let me save an hour. Let me save an evening. Let me save a day. You see? So I love the fact that Claire pointed that out because that is truly powerful. All right. But back to the subject at hand. As Claire has done, please leave your 5-star rating and review. Where the All Systems Go podcast is available in all main podcasting outlets, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can subscribe on YouTube and listen. So wherever you get your podcast, we are there. And again, thank you in advance for your 5-star rating and review. For those of you who have left a 5-star rating and review, it is greatly appreciated. So on to the topic at hand. And let me just start out and say that there's a time for everything. Okay. Remember this. Keep this on top of your mind as I go through this. And when I'm talking about not following the leader, right? I'm going to be speaking technically. You all know this is a marketing technology podcast, so I'm speaking about technology, but these principles apply across the board. It does not matter. So let me anchor and set the table with that. And when, you know, there's, as I mentioned, there's a time for everything. There's a time to follow the leader, and there's a time to break free and define your own way. And being able to identify when that time is and why is important. And I say that, I say this knowing, you know, some people may be like, well, aren't you a leader? Am I not following you? Right. I say this knowing how many I lead in this digital terrain. Right. And acknowledging that there is going to be a time that even you must break free from my tutelage to establish your own way. It's one of the reasons in my mentorship program, in my mentoring program, that I focus on empowering digital marketing professionals to use my knowledge, my insight, my expertise, my framework to build a system specific to their business needs and how they desire to operate in and on their business. Unfortunately, too many just blindly take what someone has to say as the truth worth exercising in their business. They're looking for that shortcut. They don't want to exhaust the brain power, the physical energy. They're just like, man, let me get there. Right. And in full transparency, I still struggle with this a bit myself. OK, so I don't stand here as, oh, it never happens to me. That would never be the case for me. Right. Like I still have those moments. All right. And for me, it's more of the crowd than it is one person. Okay, I find myself, and this is story of my life. I'll give you guys some examples in a minute, but I find myself isolated from the popular strategies and tools the general population seem to be pleased with. It's always happened. It's just like, man, I'm just not feeling that tool like that, you know, or maybe it's missing some features that nobody's talking about. How is nobody mentioning that this tool can't do it? Or the flip side is, man, this tool is really powerful. How is nobody using it? Why is there nobody talking about how affordable, flexible, and functional this tool is? Right. And I say that to say there's always one thing that gives me peace to break away from the crowd, that same crowd that I told you, you know, influences me. There is one thing that allows me to break away in peace. And I'm going to explain that later. But first, let me just talk about the power, the crowd's collective power of influence. OK, because it is powerful. And for this, I'm going to use myself. I'm going to, you know, give some personal cases to drive this home. And one starts back in the day when I was an electrical engineer at Lockheed Martin, and I was learning internet marketing, you know, moonlighting, burning that midnight oil, learning on lunch breaks, you know, any time that I had, I was consuming how do people make more money with less time, you know. So a great friend and attorney of mine, Neville Gonzalo, gave me a book, 4-Hour Work Week. Tim Ferriss, you all know this. This was back when it was actually new. That exposed me that you can use technology to shorten the hours that you work in your business. And that's what set me on my path. So then the Pat Flynn's, the Brendan Bouchard's, all these internet marketers, Jeff Johnson, I don't know if he's still around internet marketing, but all of these figures at the time were teaching on email marketing. And online and how you can, you know, make money by using landing pages and email marketing. And what was the tool everybody was using? This, in fact, if you've been in digital marketing for at least 10 years, you should know this. You should be able to say this out loud. The one tool every internet marketer was using right around 2007-ish, maybe between 2007, 2010-ish. What was that tool? Go ahead, say it. It was AWeber. Am I lying? Somebody's tell me that I'm lying, that all of the internet marketers at the time were using AWeber. But you had some outliers using like eye contact or, you know, something like that. But that was the standard, especially if you were in Jeff Walker's product launch formula. That was it. You know, you always had Infusionsoft and Entreport, or Office Autopilot at the time. They were out there, but when I'm talking about the collective crowd, they were all using AWeber. And I remember I signed up blindly to AWeber, didn't question it because I didn't know enough to question. I didn't have intelligent questions to ask because I was so new. So I signed up for AWeber and it's fine. Like AWeber was working, but I was just like, I wonder if you can like move people between lists. Like if somebody's on one list and they do something, shouldn't you be able to move them, or shouldn't you be able to create segments across lists and send emails to everybody instead of having to send the same email to multiple lists at a time? And what if it sends the same email in duplicate? I was asking all of these questions that I'm not saying I was the only one with these questions, but clearly I was the only one willing to ask these questions to really identify if this tool was the best tool. So a friend of mine, Jared at Lockheed Martin, he was more of against the grain. He's like, well, why use AWeber? There's other tools you can use. So he brought GetResponse to me. And I was like, dude, you can't use that. AWeber is the tool. That's what everybody is using. Now, remember, this is the young Chris in my journey. And he started every day. I just felt like he was showing me, oh, yeah, GetResponse could do that. And it could do this. And it could do that. And truth be told, back then, I realized GetResponse was really a better tool for me. How it handled segments, how it handled forms. You know, I remember their form builder was a lot easier to use than AWeber's. How it did a lot. It was just easier, the interface and everything. So I migrated to GetResponse, and that's what I was using until I jumped into a marketing automation platform. As a web developer, I'm dating you guys now. You're like, whoa, I remember that. As a web developer, there were two themes at the time that was really changing the game in WordPress. And it was Thesis. It was a framework. Thesis framework and Genesis framework from StudioPress. And Thesis had I think it was Derek Halpern at the time. It had like the internet marketer saying, this is what we use. And they were both super technical, nowhere near the page builders that we have today, but they were based on a framework that allowed you to easily like modify the front end using some coding, some PHP function, coding in the functions file, or, you know, some other stuff. I'll just say, I don't want to get too technical, on the back end. And that was revolutionary at the time. So drag and drop back then was having a framework on the back end that you could use functions written in PHP to control the front end. That's what drag and drop was. So the collective crowd was using Thesis. But I saw Genesis and I was like, man, it looks like it's the same thing. But Genesis, and I'm a lifetime user. Spoiler alert, I went with Genesis. But I was like, Genesis has for $2.99, you get lifetime access to all of their themes. Their themes looked better. They could still do the same hook functionality where you could hook items, you know, in certain places on the website. And at the time I was coding, so that's what I was looking for. So again, I broke free from Thesis and went with Genesis. And now StudioPress is the primary theme offering out there. I don't think there's another company that has as many themes as StudioPress does. And Thesis, I think they've rebranded Thesis into some other theme, but not many people that I know use it. I had to search for it to figure out what it was. So there you have that. And then most recently, there's two more things. And I'm giving you all these examples for a reason. It's all going to make sense as I finish up. But more recently, I was using Bitly. Bitly is the industry standard for URL shortening. And I'm grandfathered in since I've been using it for so long to a plan that allows me to have a custom domain and some other features. But when I went to go add another custom domain, I looked at Bitly's pricing. I don't know about you all, but I find their pricing ridiculous. And what you get for that pricing, atrocious. Like if you're going to charge me $30 a month, I believe it's $29 a month, for shortening a URL, and I only get one custom domain, like I can't get more than one custom domain for $30. No, it's not that serious. Now, I get it. There's probably enterprise implications where it's built into your application and you're never sharing your raw URL or whatnot. But for that, it was ridiculous. I have been satisfied with Bitly to this point, but I needed to add another custom domain and they wanted to charge me $29. So what I did is I went out and I searched for other alternatives, and I came across Rebrandly, and it kicked in everybody. I looked at the webpage. I was like, but I don't know anybody that's using this. I went on Twitter and Instagram to look at people's profile links, and I'm looking on social media. Everybody's using a Bitly link to share. Everybody. So, you know, I'm a little nervous. I'm like, well, maybe everybody knows something I don't. I end up signing up with Rebrandly. Not only do they offer the same features, if not more, and it's easier to use. And I think the website is cleaner, but I was able to get exactly what I needed within minutes of signing up with Rebrandly. All right. So again, deviate from the crowd. And then lastly, and this is the importance of it all is let me just finish this. So lastly, looking at Instagram, right? I got my social team in place, building up the social media presence, you know, making sure all channels are there, you know, and Instagram is one. So I look and I say, man, how can you share different types of posts but keep the link the same? You know, like if the link goes to my podcast, but I want to share something about maybe my free course or this and that, I want to be able to say link in the bio. So what everybody was doing, what the collective crowd was doing, is using Linktree. So Linktree is a link that you can place in your profile. And when they click it, it just pulls up a page with various links. So you can always say link in the bio because they click that link and they have access to multiple resources. Well, my thing was, I'm looking at this, right? And this platform, you know, they charge for it, or you could just do the free version. And I'm looking and I'm like, isn't this just a landing page? Right? Like, am I tripping? Is this a landing page? Now, this is the more recent Chris, okay? And I'm asking these questions, but when I'm on Linktree's website, they've got all of these influencers like Gary Vee and all of these other big social influencers that are using Linktree. So it's just like, well, if the influencers are using it, just use Linktree. But I couldn't shake it. I knew what I needed. And I was like, I think I can build a landing page that literally mimics what Linktree looks like. And I would have more control because I could do whatever I want. I could link those buttons to pop-ups. I could, you know, have dynamic content display on those pages because I know how to do those things in my page builder. So what did I do, everybody? I went and I built my own landing page. Right. So right now, if you follow me on Instagram or follow Automation Bridge, I should say, on Instagram, and you click the link in the bio, you'll see a custom branded link from Rebrandly and a destination that is a landing page that looks very much like Linktree. So and that, it just gave me the freedom to do what I needed to do instead of following what everybody else needed to do. OK, so all of those cases, there is one thing that allowed me to break free. Okay. And it was not me using the most popular tool, but the most effective tool. And that is knowing my need intimately and clarifying the process to meet it. Listen, you got, I spend time in process. I spend so much time. In fact, the next episode, next week, if you're following along live, is going to be about the power of following your process. But process is everything. So I am very intentional with clarifying what I'm trying to do and what I need, the help that I need to meet it. And I've talked about how to assess technology, and, you know, I'll continue to talk about the importance of process. But I use these two interchangeably to prevent me from applying a solution to my business that's not adequate due to the movement of the masses, though. Okay. And it's worked well for me historically. Okay. And I still struggle with it a bit. I mean, you heard me, like, this is recently, this was like a month ago. This was not long ago when I'm looking like, man, everybody's using Bitly. Gary V's on there. I don't know anybody using Rebrandly. Right. But it worked perfect for me and my needs. So am I confident in my choice? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not looking back. I don't miss Bitly. You know, I don't miss Thesis. I don't miss Aweber. I don't miss any of those because it worked. The power of the current, where the direction everybody's moving is strong, and it's always ready and willing to sweep you in the direction that others have gone and others are going if you let it. Okay, but let me say this. Let me clarify this. Okay, because I have a feeling somebody may be a little off right now. Somebody may be falsely empowered, thinking I'm saying something that I'm not. I'm not talking about picking a different tool just for the sake of being different. Now, my good friend Jared at Lockheed Martin, that's what he was doing. He was like, well, why? He was really judging the system. Like, why do you have to use that tool? Can it be another tool? And in that, he actually stumbled across a process or a tool that worked. But I've seen that not work more times than I've seen it work, where somebody's like, oh, well, if everybody's using that tool, I'm going to use this. Hey, everybody, why are you guys using that email marketing platform? I just found one, Wrench Mail, Wrench and Turn Mail. And you're like, what? And look, and the website's ugly, or maybe the website's nice, the product is terrible, but just for the sake of being different, that's not what I'm talking about here. Or I'm also not talking about you being non-qualified to assess tools in your business, and you are the one picking them. That's a violation. That's just, listen, those two things, that's just being ignorant and irresponsible. If you don't know technology, you should not be picking technology. Okay. So I'm not talking about just be different. Oh, if everybody using that tool, you know, I got to use a different tool. I'm different. No, that's not what I'm talking about. And again, you not being qualified to assess technology because you don't have that skill set. All right. And too often I see people searching to be told what to use instead of leading the way with what they need a tool to do for them. You see it. I'm not making this up. You see the post online in some magnitude, right? Hey, everybody, what do you think about this tool and this tool? Right. How can you answer that without knowing what they're trying to do? Right. How can you ask that without having a clear understanding of the process the tool will be responsible for? So there's a violation on both ends. You should not ask that question. And those who answer it should know, I guess it's not really on up to them, right? That you asked it, you put yourself in that position. So those who answered, you're not in violation. You're just doing what the ignorant request asks of you. So what you need to do is really pull back and get clear with your process, because that's what's going to dictate your tool. We talk about this all the time. In my masterclass, I mentioned strategy dictates technology. Strategy precedes technology. It's the process. Your strategy is the process that you use to execute to a agreed upon goal, right? So this freedom that I'm talking about, where you don't have to follow what everybody else is doing, you don't have to use what everybody else is using responsibly and intelligently, this freedom comes from process intimacy. Okay. I'm using the tools I'm using because they fit my process like a glove. Some tools I'm using, they're the industry standards. Others, not so much. But they all work for me. They all work, and they work well. And when we're talking about breaking free from what everybody else is doing, from what the leader is doing, it is because you have followed long enough and kept on the top of your mind. Let me define my, as I'm following, let me learn how to walk. Right? As I watch them walk confidently, let me identify what confident walking looks like for me. You're not following somebody just to be a mirrored version of them. You're not following them for that. You're following them to learn and model and then take what you've learned and modeled after them and make it your own. I'm not offended when a student of mine says, hey, Chris, the program was great and I'm doing things a bit different. I'm doing mine like this. My flow chart looks like this. This is the web hosting that I'm using. Here's the landing page platform that I'm using. I smile. I don't take it as, oh, you think you're better than me? you didn't follow the rules. No, you found your way. You found your way. And just let me say, in doing this, and I'm saying that it doesn't matter where you're at in business, you're always a follower in some magnitude. So keep always be willing to break free once you understand your needs and your process. So if you feel hesitant from deviating from the mess, that's natural. Deviating from the mess, that's natural because there's a good chance that will never go away. You're just going to learn how to work through it. There's always FOMO. You're always going to think, especially if you're analytical like me, you're always like skeptical that maybe you're the one. Maybe you're the outlier, like maybe it's just me. And sometimes that is the case. There are times where I'll be searching Google for an answer on a topic and nothing to come up. And I'll be like, man, am I the only one with this question? That could be the case. Or the other side of it could be the answer so simple, I've overcomplicated it. And a lot of times when I'm searching for something, I can't find the answer. I've overcomplicated it. And I'm like, oh, that's why, because the setting is literally in the tool and I overlooked it. That happens. The other half, other part of the time, it just doesn't exist. What I'm trying to do does not exist. But knowing what you need will set you free. Okay, and you'll be able to stand confident in your choice because you will have produced results with it. And that's it. That's the true stamp of approval for anything from software and technology to processes and procedures, everything in between. It's results. That's what we're going for. If you're using a no-name tool and getting results with it, I'm fine with it for a time. There is, you know what, in closing, let me just say, there is something to be said about an established brand. I talked about this when we talked about assessing technology. Sometimes these new brands, these new businesses, these new SaaS companies can produce a really good product. But the I like to wait. I'm just not the first to. I don't like to be the beta user. There's a platform out right now. I'll spare them. But they just launched a landing page builder and it is terrible. It's in beta and it is embarrassing some of the basic functionality that it's lacking when you have so many landing page platforms out there that you can literally just mimic and understand at least the baseline. You didn't recreate something new here. You did not create the wheel. There are thousands of versions of the wheel. You would think that you would get the basics down. But they didn't. They didn't. And it just shows you, a lot of times the people building this software really have no clue on the business use cases, even if they're in the business of supplying software to your business. So I say that to say, is it an established company? Yes. Will they get it right? Yes, because they have the money and they have the experience. So that's a different confidence than somebody coming out the gate with a new product that hasn't necessarily, been out. This is their first pass. It may work, but I don't like being that beta group. Don't test on me. Don't test on me. I can give you feedback as a power user from the outside, but I'm not using this. I'm not using this in my business. First off, I don't know if you're going to be around. you know, a lot of these new companies, you know, these CEOs, a lot of times they just want to make money and sell. I was, you know, I'm not saying this is the case for Acuity. So I guess I am going to name drop here. I'm not saying this is the case for Acuity, but it's been very disappointing in a way when Squarespace acquired Acuity. And I mean, it's just been hard to see them just strip it of its name. It's not even, it's just called scheduling now. The branding is, you know, Squarespace branding. The support isn't like it was. Like, you could tell Squarespace took it over. It's still a solid product. I still use it. But you could just see. So for that CEO, perhaps that was it. He was like, hey, look, I'm fine. I'm fine selling. I'm fine at this point. So you never know their intention. Now, Acuity had been around for some years, so you knew it wasn't going anywhere. But I can't tell you the amount of tools that I've purchased in the past because I'm trying to be different, you know, or perhaps everybody else is buying it 2 years later. And the CEO, the creator of it, just is not in it. You know, they're not making updates to it. They're off to something new. They're off. You know, okay, that was cool for a time. Now I'm off to something else. So along with that's kind of like an overarching theme in this all is if you're just getting started out, do not chance your business with unproven tools. You still want to know your process, be intimate with your process and what you need, but stick with proven tools. Okay. Stay away from these early launch access tools and all of that. Or if you do it, use it cautiously. You know, a lot of times if I buy lifetime access, I'm not planning on using that tool for another year or so, you know, until they develop it, work all the kinks out, then I'll introduce it into my business. So, again, when it comes to the process of producing results, you want to make sure that you're not only using technology that fits your process like a glove and tools and, you know, but you also want to make sure that they're proven and that glove fit will continue to be that way. You want that it to be tight. You don't want it to loosen up over time. Before you know it, you're walking in the glove just slip off. You don't want that. You want a tool that's, you know, fits your needs now and later. You'll grow out of it at times, but you'll make money far before you do that. So hopefully this was helpful for you, because I need you to think about who else needed to hear this. I need you. Who is that person that's always so aspirational? You know, the shiny object syndrome. They're the ones sending you links to new launches, new sumo app, sumo products. They're so resourceful in that way, right? You need to send this to them. Okay, because what I need them to do for you, if they're going to be recommending all of these tools and, hey, did you check this out? And most of the time it's price based. So first off, tell them, hey, can you stop sending me stuff based on price until I know that you know what I'm trying to do and how I'm trying to do it? Because when people know that, oh yeah, they become great resources. Be like, hey, I remember you said you were trying to find a pop-up form that allowed you to run video and this and that. I think I found one. That's different because they're leading with your process. So who's that person? Who's that person that just needs to slow down, calm down? Will you stop sending me all these AppSumo deals? Will you stop? And just because you went on a webinar and somebody sold you because you didn't know nothing doesn't mean I don't know something. Right? Like, respect my mind and my process. Take the time and let share with them your process. If they're an asset to your business in that case. All of my friends and associates in business know my process. So when they recommend something to me, it's because they know how I'm doing things. And more than often, it's a great recommendation. So shout out to my circle of influence. All right. So make sure you share this with that person, that aspiring digital marketer, where you can say, man, they're so good. How do I get them smarter, faster? Share this podcast. What you waiting on? All right. And if you found value in today's episode, please share it and make sure that you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review. Remember at the top, I said, you know, listen to it in its entirety. This is for everybody. You can go right now and leave a 5-star rating and review. This podcast will still play in the background. So please go do that. Now is the cue. This is your cue, everybody. Go leave that 5-star rating and review if you haven't. Here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers. Okay. In various ways, we've got amazing community, amazing program, curriculums, curriculum. We have all of that, courses. And the reason being is because small businesses are in dire need of marketers with the ability to learn marketing and technology and know how to deploy it for their business in the form of automated systems for rapid growth. Okay. This is the need. And the need is growing. So if I mentioned anything in this episode that's just like, oh, man, yeah, that's right. Or, you know, somebody you're working with that marketer or if that marketer is you, I want you to go to automationbridge.com/ASP, ASP for automation service provider, and take the next steps to talk to somebody or myself, somebody on my team to assess if you'd be a good fit. For our community, we're doing some amazing things. Oh, I can't wait to let you all know via the podcast, but game changing. And I'm not saying that lightly. Let me say career changing. It will be a breath of fresh air approach to an emerging industry. Different in a way that it will produce results and long-term results. Okay. That's all I can share for now. But again, the time is now, everybody, and the need has never been greater. So get connected. If you're a digital marketing professional aspiring to really carve out a name in with marketing and sales automation, I cannot stress how much you are needed right now. So reach out, automationbridge.com/ASP. All the show notes and previous podcasts are accessible at automationbridge.com/podcast. You can subscribe there and listen to all other episodes at your leisure right there on the website. So until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.